BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Roj Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Greg Horn, and it is Wildcat Wednesday. Action Jackson Reams and I got a great show lined up for you today. Wildcat Wednesday, always brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi located over across from the Fayette Mall movie theater. So go check them out. Opening a second location coming up sometime next month down on campus on Euclid, your Memorial Coliseum. So we'll be talking with David Rodriguez from BurgerFi here later this segment. So we'll find out more about that. And our Wildcat Wednesday guest is the voice of the UK pregame show and SEC Network and WKYT sports anchor Dave Buzz Baker is going to be with us. So we'll be talking with him in the second segment, getting his thoughts on the wrap-up for UK basketball team over the weekend and also spring football with the University of Kentucky. So looking forward to talking to Dave Baker in our next segment. But Jackson Marines, UK's got the Big Blue Nation is known as the best fan base in the country. But unfortunately, they have not been behaving themselves well since that game was over Sunday evening.
Well, on Sunday, you heard a lot of talk about the officiating out there. I thought, and I said it a couple of times already this week, thought the first half the officiating was bad. It was questionable. It could have had an impact on that first half. But in the second half, I didn't see anything that made me think other than the fact that North Carolina just beat Kentucky when it came down to it. Now, the Wildcats got back into the game in that second half. They even had that five-point lead late. I mean, the referees didn't cause North Carolina to answer a five-point deficit with a 12-0 run to end that game. So overall, I thought, sure, it was bad officiating for one half, but apparently lots of fans out there blaming one specific official, John Higgins, who has a record of refereeing Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, and apparently in those games, Kentucky now 2-3 after this loss to North Carolina, and so people have been really harassing the guy when it comes down to it. First going onto his roofing company's Facebook page and flooding that with a lot of negative comments. And now apparently he is receiving death threats and authorities have had to get involved. It's a very passionate fan base through and through. And you're occasionally going to have these outliers who make heinous, outrageous, you know, claims and moves like this. It's embarrassing. But at the same time, Greg, a good thing to keep in mind, and our friend Myron Medcalf of ESPN reminded us that you're going to have your crazy fans in every fan base, and that these fans, these outliers, do not represent the entire fan base. But at the end of the day, definitely need to get that stuff under control, because no one deserves to be abused like that for a game that I don't think at the end of it he really had a whole lot of decision in the outcome.
Well, the thing that's so interesting about it is this John Higgins guy's done several Final Fours, and I believe he's doing this weekend's Final Four, too.
So. Yeah, I think he's been a big-time NCAA pick. They clearly like his officiating. Kentucky fans, though, I guess with that record of 2-3 in the five games he's most recently reffed with them, must think otherwise.
Well, there's no doubt about it, but it's ridiculous. It absolutely is, and, you know, bad enough, the Facebook page with death threats. I mean, come on, get a life for anybody that would do that. You obviously don't have enough going on in your own personal life if you're taking UK basketball that seriously. John Calipari, the head coach, who had affected, you know, more than anybody, because that's his livelihood, tweeted after arriving in Phoenix to support Derek Willis, who's going to be playing Friday night in the seniors game, and we're going to be talking more about that here in a little bit. But said Coach Cal tweeted this morning after arriving in Phoenix for the Final Four Coaches Convention and to support Derek Willis that we have always bragged, or he has always bragged, that we have the classiest fans in the country. Let's make sure we remain that way even after a tough loss.
I think that's a great way to put it. I mean, it's a passionate fan base. It's a fun fan base. But you got to make sure that you're not doing outrageous things like wishing death on a referee. At the end of the day, Kentucky lost. Their season's over. Now you can flip the page, and you can even start that by watching the McDonald's All-American game tonight with four UK commitments in it.
Well, that's going to be huge because we're going to talk to Dave Buzz Baker about that in our next segment. But you're looking at the future of Kentucky basketball because we had several guys in that game last year, Jackson Reams, but they're probably one and doneers.
Well, yeah, I think that it looks like a lot of guys are going to be leaving from this team. So there's plenty of guys coming back in for next season, and tonight is your chance to get a look at them. 7 p.m. on ESPN is when the boys play in the McDonald's All-American game. And the East team's the one you're going to want to care about. All four Kentucky commits are on that team. Three of them have signed. One has not. And then the two major targets that Kentucky is looking at are also on that East team. So keep an eye out for point guard Quade Green, center Nick Richards, power forward Jared Vanderbilt, and power forward PJ Washington, who are going to be cats next year. And then the targets, small forward Kevin Knox and center Mohamed Bamba. We even have heard some good news. Evan Daniels of Scout told KSTV if he had to pick for Mohamed Bamba right now, it would be Kentucky. And for Kevin Knox, they still got some work to do. Said he would still favor North Carolina or Duke for Knox. But Kentucky definitely not done with their class and still got an opportunity tonight to look ahead to the future.
Well, the thing is, you get to see these guys, but I hate to say it, these McDonald's All-American games are kind of like the NBA All-Star game.
There's not a whole lot of defense played, but I always enjoy the opportunity to be able to learn a little bit about these players before they step foot on campus. I, like many out there, have not seen a lot of these guys played before, and so I think it's really a good time to be able to see them out there, see what they're doing, and I have heard a lot of great things about Quade Green and his passing ability, so hopefully he can show off a bit tonight.
Well, his personality is supposed to be off the charts, and he's been helping keep this class together. Then, of course, with Mohamed Bamba still out there, and he'd be a fitting piece to get in. Kevin Knox, of course, also being recruited, but sounds like Kentucky's chances are a lot better with Bamba.
Yeah, and those guys have been working on the Kentucky guys have been working on both of those targets all week long, constantly pitching them that they need to come join them at Kentucky. I even heard that they made some Big Blue Nation themed cookies that they offered to the two players. From what I understand, though, neither player took those cookies. But it's a great opportunity for these players to help recruit with John Calipari and see if Kentucky can get one or both of those guys. Both would be big time additions for the class that they've got coming in. That's already a pretty super class.
Well, I heard yesterday you and Woody Higginbotham, who sat in for me, I appreciate that. You guys talked about Isaac Humphries. To me, he's the great unknown factor with this. You know, is if he comes back, I mean, obviously he's expecting to play. Of course, Kentucky's already got, you know, some bigs, but Nick Richards being the center, then the big power forwards, Jared Vanderbilt, P.J. Washington. But if Bamba comes in, too, then, you know, that's going to obviously limit, I think, his minutes some. So it's going to be interesting to see what Isaac Humphries does.
Yeah, you add him to the mix. You have Wenyen Gabriel still there, Sasha Kalea-Jones still there, Ty Winyard still there. Could be quite the logjam if Bamba commits.
All right. Well, Derek Willis, like we said, he's going to be playing in Phoenix this Friday night. They always have a coaches, I think it's called, All-American Game. And Derek Willis, it's just for seniors only, and Derek Willis chosen to play. So it'll be good for him to be able to be seen there. But join us on the phone line now is David Rodriguez with BurgerFi. And, David, I know you're a huge basketball fan and obviously a Kentucky Wildcat fan, too. Friday night didn't get much better for Cats fans, did it, with that big win over UCLA?
Yeah, I mean, wonderful. I thought they owned the game from start to finish, and a nice payback game. So, you know, what a treat. And I know the Lonzo Ball, LeVar Ball, you know, that kind of thing. Who's the best? I think Kentucky and Fox plays really well when they get a little upset. So that was a fun win.
Well, unfortunately, then we had to fast forward on to Sunday, and the only reason I say unfortunately is because we didn't get to enjoy that great win over UCLA, a double-figure win, getting revenge for that loss back in Rupp Arena earlier in December, but played a tough North Carolina team, the number one seed, tied it with those big Malik Monk threes there in the last minute of the game, but got beat on the last second shot. Still was a great game, I thought, though.
Yeah, it was. I mean, North Carolina, give them a ton of credit. Yeah, phenomenal basketball team. I think it's going to be a really nice Final Four. So, you know, disappointed. All the you know, Kentucky players played their best against a team like that. They had to come and play and didn't do it. But what a season. I mean, at the beginning of the year, you kind of wonder how would they do. And the Elite Eight, I think that was a great year. It came up a little bit short. But, you know, as always, they were a treat to watch.
All right, well, we got the Final Four this weekend, and I'm sure in your bracket that you did have South Carolina, Gonzaga, Oregon, and North Carolina, right?
Of course. South Carolina winning it all. So, no, my bracket's destroyed. I mean, just probably like everybody else. But, you know, we're going to have a fun show and a lot of storylines. So, really, some teams that haven't been there and maybe have North versus South Carolina, that'd be a lot of fun. So, as always, if you're a sports fan, you're going to love it, you know, I think it's going to be something fun to watch.
All right. Well, we always appreciate BurgerFi sponsoring our Wildcat Wednesday. We've been telling people about BurgerFi, how great the food is. You don't have a freezer on the premises. And one of the things that we haven't talked a lot about, and I have had one of your milkshakes, but it's starting to get warmer weather now. And so not only do you have the great burgers and fries and onion rings, but you guys also have some pretty good desserts.
Well, it's really, really good. So, you know, we're doing some special things and some new toppings. And right now, as a matter of fact, we've got a great Oreo mint shake. And for everyone we sell, we're giving $1 to St. Jude, which is near and dear to our hearts, which is really good. The products are phenomenal. And like I said, it's really selling well. There's nothing like it. So, you know, rich and creamy and tons of options for you as well. So really proud of those products and certainly the mint shake, the specialty shake right now going to St. Jude Children's Hospital.
Well, that's one of the things I like a lot. Obviously, they're a national organization, but just down the road in Memphis, but you guys also helped a lot of other local organizations be able to come in and have a dinner night where you give a percentage back to other nonprofits. Is that correct?
We absolutely do. So, you know, some things that we've done, Habitat for Humanity, a lot of schools, anything really. If you want to come in and it's a positive organization that's doing great things for others. We want to talk to you, and certainly we'll have those special nights where you can bring in your friends and family and any guest and contribute money to them. At the end of the day, it's not what we get, it's what we give back, and hopefully we're doing a good job with that and really being a part of the great community that is Lexington.
Well, that's one of the things I love about you guys, that you've been doing that ever since you came here. And on top of the great food, last but not least, sometime probably in April, a second location for BurgerFi?
Yeah, it's almost done. Really excited just before you guys just got off the call with that. And, yeah, it's almost finished. It's definitely worth a drive by if you don't know where it is. It's at corner of Rose and Avenue of Champions right by Memorial. It's a beautiful location. Almost done, and, you know, just so excited to add a second one to Lexington. Just opened Cincinnati last week, but Lexington, we're not done. We're going to stick something over on the Hamburg side, too. So that's getting close. We just want to continue to build this market. It's where I'm from, where we're passionate about, and, you know, we're going to continue to grow and offer great products for everybody.
Well, you definitely do. I know Jackson Reams and I both love your products. You guys do a great job there. As always, David, good to talk a little basketball and BurgerFi with you. Thanks so much for your time, man.
All right, Greg. Good talking to you.
All right. Good to talk to you. That's David Rodriguez. He is the guy with BurgerFi. He helps represent them here. Got the one going over there in Lexington across from the Fayette Mall Movie Theater. Just got the one done. Getting ready to get it finished and open there on campus. And just opened one in Cincinnati. David Rodriguez with BurgerFi. Stay with us. We get back. We'll be talking with Dave Buzz Baker next on Wildcat Wednesday on Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah,
must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen. I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call action coach Andrew Van Horn today. Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Each show, we'd like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions, cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked, private, and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reigns with you here on Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi located across from the Fayette Mall Movie Cinemas. Cinemas open up a second location down on campus by Memorial Coliseum there on the corner of Avenue of the Champions and Euclid. Join us on the phone line now is our good friend Dave Buzz Baker with WKYT Sports and the SEC Network. And Buzz, kid, I know that you had South Carolina, Gonzaga, Oregon, and North Carolina all in your Final Four bracket, right?
Yeah, but there are a bunch of other people that had them too, so how about that? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you and Jackson Rings both, man.
Yes. Premier League. I mean, it's one of those things. I think we talked before the tournament began. It's one of those years, and so you got some chalk and you got some surprises, and so that's part of what makes it such a great deal.
Well, Austin, Kentucky got a huge win over UCLA, a nice double figure win after losing at home to them. But the big victory didn't last very long before they had to play the second game on Sunday. And, you know, obviously there's lots of things to talk about the game, but I just wonder, man, if those guys are a little bit emotionally, mentally, and physically worn out after such a huge game on Friday night.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, this whole day of, you know, the whole AAU and all that stuff, you know, I think they were fine. I think they played well. Have they played better? Yeah. North Carolina's probably played better. Just came down to, last team of the ball made a great play. And that's, you know, sometimes you just got to tip your hat, you know, kind of deal with the sting of it all and just kind of move on down the road.
Well, you've covered SEC basketball this year with the SEC Network, and Florida and South Carolina playing for the Final Eight. It'd been nice if they could have been in opposite brackets, but I thought the SEC did themselves proud this tournament.
Well, they really did. I mean, compared to what everybody thought. I mean, compared to what everybody was saying in November, you know, when they were singing the blues and everything. And the fact of the matter is, you know, Florida, I think Mike White was probably a year early with what he did this year. He's done a great job. I think Frank has... you know, it's taken him a while to get his pieces in place, and I thought that all year long they were good whenever Thornwell was in there, and he had that issue where he had to sit out for a while. And so when they got him back, you know, it was kind of full steam ahead for them. And, you know, there's a history certainly in Kentucky's history of when you don't win your conference tournament, that has bode well for them moving on down the road. And I think that's what happened for South Carolina. And, you know, we can talk about brackets and drawing and all that stuff. I mean, if Kentucky had won the deal, it would have probably been the toughest road that anybody had had to ever go down in terms of the NCAA tournament. But just one of those things where it just didn't happen, and now you regroup and try to get ready for next year.
Well, obviously, unfortunately, a few in the UK fan base have not been real happy with the officiating, going to some extremes there, harassing John Higgins. Have you been kind of surprised at the extreme that some people have gone with this?
No, it doesn't make it any less disappointing. But in terms of surprise, no. I mean, you know, people just—I understand how emotionally invested people are in it and everything. And you know, we see it at the different levels we're at, high school or even younger. You know, it's I think the most difficult thing to do in sports and life in general is to be objective when it comes to your own kids. For those of us who are blessed enough to have children, we mean our own flesh and blood. But for others, you know, this is their team. And so I think there are some people, not the majority, that, you know, went over the top. I think there are some people that maybe don't like UK. I mean, far be it for me to speculate this, but you don't think there might be a U of L fan or somebody on there representing themselves as a UK fan, do you? You don't think there might be somebody that bet on the game that's representing themselves as a UK fan? It's just one of those, but it's intolerable, and it gives the whole fan base a bad name. People hate to deal with it, you know, and hate to hear that sort of thing. And people say, well, the people hate Kentucky. This gives them an opening. We just can't do that. You can't conduct yourself that way.
Buzz, obviously, it wasn't quite the finish that everyone wanted for this season, but especially John Calipari. It sounded like on his call-in show he very much was disappointed with the way things ended. But overall, when you look back at it, I mean, another regular season and tournament championship in the SEC. They made it up to the Elite Eight and played what is probably, you know, one of the best teams all of the tournament when the original field was set. So what are your thoughts on how you'll look back at this season overall? Was it a disappointment or what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's probably, Jackson, I think it's just probably very difficult to tell when you're in the moment what the heck's going on. You know, there were a lot of folks that didn't know if this Kentucky team was going to be good enough. There were a lot of people that questioned just how passionate they were about the whole deal throughout the season. And then you saw those pictures from the locker room afterwards, and there's no question just how deeply these guys cared. So I think you just got to give it some time. I think it was a really good year. It certainly doesn't feel that way like that to people now. It could have been a great year, just a little short. But that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about the NCAA tournament. That's the whole beauty of the one-game deal, and that's what makes it so very difficult to win.
Buskid, Isaac Humphries obviously played the game of his life Sunday. He's talking about reevaluating, you know, his options after the season's over. And what do you think will come out of that? What do you think he'll?
I don't know. I think he's at the age he could go over and play in the Australian league, and if he's got that opportunity, you know, the way things are set up now, if I'm a kid, whether it's Australia or the NBA or whatever it is, if you can go and they say you're going to go, you got to go. You can't wait another year. I mean, it's life changing. I hate it for the fans, but it's life changing money. For these families, no matter whether you come from a lot or come from nothing. And it's the same thing that, you know, I'm sure if you ask Grayson Allen's parents this year, you know, do they wish they had done something different last year? They'd say abso-bloomin-lutely, because, you know, that value's just gone down, and I don't know if you can ever get it back or not. So when it comes your time, and, you know, even, you know, you're trying to do the right thing, most of these schools, you know, The like Kentucky, you can come back and get your degree at any point in time. When you've got that option, you got to go.
Buzz, now we have the opportunity to look ahead as the McDonald's All-American game tonight will feature four guys already committed to Kentucky and could have one or two others who might end up there. You've covered the Wildcats for a long time, so has there ever been as quick of a turnaround to look ahead for a next season as it's been with John Calipari, where guys depart all of a sudden and then you just are looking right at the next group coming in?
Well, sure. I mean, when he first got here, remember all those guys were already departed. So he didn't even have that much time. So, I mean, that's part of who he is. That's the beauty of who he is. I think that's also probably some fans' frustration with who he is, because it's just not as easy as he makes it look. And I think people found that out this year. I think the Duke fans would tell you that's the case, because Coach K saw that you just can't roll the balls out and, you know, get those guys to play like that. So I think it's both the beauty and kind of the frustration. And listen, this is a magical time for Kentucky basketball now. I mean, yeah, everybody wants to win, but I mean, you're literally in the hunt, and you're a significant part of that hunt each and every year. And as a fan, I don't think you can ask for anything more.
All right, Buzz, get the slide over to UK football. Spring practice going on. UK's Steven Johnson trying to put on a little more weight. What do you think are a couple of keys in your mind for this football team as they go through spring practice?
Just needs to hang out with me if he wants to put on some weight. I mean, I can find it no matter where it is. I think they've got to get a running game going, and they've got some more experience. And what you got to do is you've got to take the proverbial next step after the success you've had this year. You know, Rich Brooks used to talk about it all the time. It's only one win unless you build on it. If you pull off a big upset, it really doesn't mean anything unless you win the next game, or else it just becomes one of those one-off deals and a blip on the radar screen. So you've got to take the next step. You've got to establish that consistency. And so for Stoops and those guys, I think that's what they got to do. Can they do it in back-to-back years? Can they keep it rolling in terms of recruiting? If they can, then I think that they've got a real chance to do some stuff.
Obviously, you've got Drew Barker trying to come back from his back injury. Do you think there'll come maybe the fall practice there might be a quarterback battle?
I think it depends on his health. I think probably they're you know, it's kind of like a car that, you know, it's a great car, found it in a garage, clean it up, tune it up, see what it can do. And I think that's not only what the coaches are looking at. I think Drew is looking at for himself also, probably having questions about what he can and can't do, and has to answer those questions in his own mind in terms of that. So I think it's a twofold process that's going on, and I think if he's healthy, there will be one of those. I would not be surprised if there's not a battle whether he's healthy or not, because remember, you know, Johnson came in and did a great job, but he was not going to be the guy.
Great point. Final question for you. UK baseball got off to a rough start on the road at North Carolina. I think they were ranked 10th in the country or something. But since then, UK baseball under new head coach Mark Mangione doing a nice job.
They are doing a nice job. I think Nick has brought some real life, some real punch over there. Certainly, Gary Henderson's a really good coach in his own right. More of a cerebral guy, though. And I think Nick Mangione is just, he's got players excited. He's got some guys that they didn't think they were going to be getting a lot from that they're getting a lot from. And I think that's going to continue. And as things continue to get warmer, I think that's going to lend itself toward getting more people out to the cliff and having a great atmosphere.
Absolutely. Final thing, just want to give you an update. The kickball league has started this year.
Kickball league has started.
Yes, sir.
Do we have any early results?
We're 0-1. We lost on a walk-off where the catcher threw the ball about 6 feet over my head at third base. He must have forgotten I'm the short, bald guy and not the people standing behind me.
So basically here, on a radio station, a media outlet that celebrates the athlete, that celebrates joy and forgiveness and things like that, you just threw the catcher squarely under the bus.
You're absolutely right, because I'm a jumper, but I can't jump like that.
I'm a jumper.
Yeah. I got some height on my vertical there.
Really?
Buzz. Yeah, tons.
I would say no matter what you want to set the over-under on for people calling up and backing you up on the fact that you're a jumper, I'm taking the under.
All right. We'll set it up.
I don't care where you set it. I'm taking the under.
We'll set it up.
How low can you go?
What do you think? 3 pieces of notebook paper, or
I mean, you know, you can say a lot about Jackson Reams, but there's no question that he got gravity.
I'll see if I can get some video footage of that last
week. Yeah, you won't have to roll very long. Did I miss it? Oh, that was it.
Oh, goodness.
Who is the catcher, by the way?
I don't even know his name. I don't actually. It was the first week I had met him. So that made it easier to throw him under the bus.
So do you not practice or anything?
No, we don't.
Well, then why should you expect any different results?
That's a valid question. We'll have to get some kickball practices set up, especially if we lose.
It's bad
again.
Enough to throw the dude under the bus, but when you don't even know his name?
I think that's better. Because
I mean,
then
he might be a guy over
matter.
There, you know, that's out there trying to overcome some real serious stuff. And for him, in the midst of his gloomy, dark life, that this one night a week is just a sliver of light for him in an otherwise gray world. And then you, a guy that's supposed to be lifting him up and walking arm in arm like a band of brothers, you're just ripping him up like an international harvester going through an Illinois cornfield.
Or he could just be a really bad athlete with nothing going on in his life bad at all.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did they have a combine for this kickball league? Probably not.
Well, I didn't have any say on who was put on the team. I mean, we should have had tryouts.
What I'm saying is I bet there are not people like, you know, semi-pro teams, like professional organizations, like Edric Floreal and the track team. I'm going to guess there's probably not a line sitting out there of people outside this facility waiting to pluck off these athletes and trying to get them to come toward their team.
That's probably true, Buzz. I reckon it is.
Right. I mean, the Lays guy is probably out there trying to get some of those players.
He could be.
You know, other than that, I mean, it's not a mecca of recruiting.
Well, here's the good news. We've got a second game coming up, so we're going to get we'll get an update.
Oh, when is this? I want to come talk to the catcher and let him know exactly what Mr. Teammate did.
Thursday night at Jacobson Park, about 6:45. I'll see you out there, Buzz.
I'm guessing that based in your team review just moments ago, that you probably do not have a C anywhere on your uniform.
I don't. I'm not a captain. No.
Right. I'm certain of that.
Oh, goodness. We'll keep you updated on it, Buzz. Watch for Twitter updates, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'm all over it now. If anybody knows who the catcher is, please let me know.
All right, my man. Great to talk to you as always. Thanks, buddy.
Good talking to you, fellas. Take care.
See you, man. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a break. Get back. Got more UK basketball information for you to talk about. Also, we got George Plaster coming up in our last segment. So stay with us. We'll be right back on Sports Talk with Action Jackson Rings and yours truly, Greg Horn, on AM 1250 WLRT. Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jack Marines with you. Always want to remind you to catch our podcast if you miss any of our shows. Wildcat Wednesday today, our guest was Dave Buzz Baker, getting his take on the men's basketball team at UK. Kind of wrapping up things there with him. To find our podcast, go to our website, 1250sportstalk.com, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Jackson, obviously, Kentucky's going to need some help at guard with De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk, even though they haven't announced. It's got to be 99.9% sure they're going pro. Diallo, is it Hamidou, I think?
Hamidou could go pro. We expect him back, but he's a possibility. Dominique Hawkins gone. You know, Isaiah Briscoe may very well declare. They're gonna need a lot next year. All they've got coming in, if Hamidou returns, is Hamidou Diallo, Shai Alexander, and Quade Green. But now we've heard two more names that you might want to add in. Sounds like John Calipari has reached out to a couple of other four-star guards. 6'5" Mark Smith out of Edwardsville, Illinois, who's reportedly considering Butler, Michigan State, Indiana, Illinois, and probably Missouri with new coach Quanzo Martin, among others. And then 6'2" Jamarl Baker of Los Angeles, California, just decommitted from California after Quanzo left Cal, and so could provide options for some shooting for Kentucky next year. If they don't get Kevin Knox, Greg, that could be a dire need for this team. May not be able to shoot very well if they aren't able to get Knox or one of these two guards.
Well, hopefully they can get somebody, because they are going to be a little bit thin there if anything happened injury-wise, or if, like you said, Briscoe goes pro too, which is, I agree with what you all said yesterday, you and Woody, that I just don't know they can get any better.
I just don't think that he's got a lot left to offer. I think if he goes ahead and goes pro, that may be his best chance, you know, get into the D-League, see if he can work his way up. And I've heard just through the grapevine, I don't have any real sources, but someone just mentioned they knew a friend of Isaiah Briscoe's who said he's 100% gone. So take that for what you will. I do think that Briscoe will end up leaving, and I would think we would have heard it, you know, the announcements by this weekend, but it may be early next week before we hear anything.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I guess my guess is what's going to happen is John Calipari's probably asked all those guys, hey, be thinking about what you're going to do, and, you know, and then when I get back from the Final Four, let's announce together as a family.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's usually what he does. They have those big group press conferences, and I would expect nothing less from those guys. And then remember, really everyone can put their names into draft consideration now. Just not many guys that are going to probably hear a whole lot back. I don't think too many teams are really wanting Brad Calipari on their roster next year.
No, that's the thing about it. You can't, unless you don't sign with an agent, you can still come back. So I'm glad the NBA did that. That's what Jared Allen at Texas is doing. So we'll see what happens there. Malik Monk, congratulations to him. Man, he's going to be a consensus All-American. And I tell you, I think well-deserved.
I thought he was a fantastic player all year. He was Kentucky's it guy. And that's the role you're hoping Hamidou Diallo can step into next season. But we'll just have to wait and see what they're able to do. And then, Greg, before we end this segment, couple of coaching carousel moves we haven't really gotten to discuss. Former Kentucky assistant Preston Spradlin officially named the Morehead State coach yesterday, I believe, for the basketball team. Archie Miller is to Indiana, and that was announced over the weekend. He had a press conference on Monday where he said that, you know, the biggest thing for him was keeping players in state. And, Greg, that's a huge point because Trey Lyles came to Kentucky. The kid, Trevon Blewett, who had been so good for Xavier, he's from Indiana and left the state. Right now I looked, they have two players in the in Indianapolis who are in the top 100 of ESPN, one committed to UCLA and the other one committed to Xavier. So Archie Miller trying to do that job, big thing is going to be to keep those high-level recruits in the state of Indiana, and lots of people talking now about whether he'll resume the Kentucky-Indiana series. Know you have a tie with Archie, just like you did with Tom Crean. How successful do you think he'll be able to be there?
I think Archie will do great. He cut his teeth as an assistant with my brother Darren at West Kentucky University for 1 year, and he's a great guy, works hard, knows the game, was a really good point guard at North Carolina State. You know, the one thing is, he's not a warm, fuzzy personality type guy like a John Calipari was or is. But anyway, I think Archie's going to do a really good job. I'm really happy for him, excited.
Well, it should be really interesting to watch. He's been a hot name in coaching for quite a few years now, and he finally gets this big-time job. So you have him in Indiana. His brother is at Arizona. So another set of brothers trying to do some big-time things. And Arizona has probably not done as well with the talent as you would hope that they would. Now Archie's got to see if he can do a little bit better than his brother Sean Miller has.
I think the ultimate thing is he could have went back to NC State, I'm sure, and got that job because he played there, but he said no, and Indiana came calling, he said yes. Well, that's going to be a wrap for this segment. Stay back with us. When we get back, we'll be talking with George Plaster next on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. We've been talking a lot of NCAA tournament basketball this week, and we've been talking all basketball season with our good friend George Plaster from down in Nashville, Tennessee, longtime sports radio broadcaster, now the marketing director at Belmont University. And George, man, my back bracket got busted a long time ago. How is yours looking? I'm sure you had the same four teams in the Final Four that are playing this weekend.
It got busted before they ever got to Dayton. I mean, if anybody tells you they're doing great, they're probably lying.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, man. I agree. It's been just a really, really interesting tournament. And Duke, getting beat by South Carolina. South Carolina scoring 65 points on Duke in the second half of their game. Things I thought I would never see in my lifetime. But we thought, you know, hopefully there would be one SEC team in the Final Four. And, of course, here locally we thought it would be Kentucky, but never dreamed it would be South Carolina. But, man, what a great run by the Gamecocks.
Well, I'd rather hear what Darren Horn thinks about it than what I think about it. I bet that's been an unusual situation for him to watch. But, no, all kidding aside, I think one of the things that's going to come out of this is that people are really going to scout South Carolina all over the country and, you know, try to see if it's just simply that the effort they're giving is better than what everybody else's effort is. Are there some wrinkles that they're using that are creating this? Because they have taken defense to a level of lockdown that it's been a long time since we've seen.
Well, I agree with you. They definitely have played big-time defense. Darius Thornwell playing well, and so congratulations to them. Then I guess the only disappointing part was if that four of the two SEC teams had to play in the Elite Eight, or we could have had two teams possibly there.
Yeah, you know, the Florida thing's a mystery to me because I watched Florida, you know, kind of really not get a whole lot done on two consecutive weekends against Vandy. And Vandy beat them three times during the regular season, and yet they were good enough to get to the Elite Eight. And South Carolina was a team that had been really dead and buried by people, you know, as the regular season ended. Frank Martin must have done an unbelievable job. From the minute that the seeding got announced, he must have gotten in a room and absolutely drove home the point. It doesn't matter how you play in February. You know, if you make the Final Four, nobody will care that you kind of, you know, ran out of gas in February.
George, let's move.
Great lesson.
Let's move over to the Kentucky team. You and I were just talking before we got on air about that a little bit, and I was just wondering what your thoughts on the specific game with North Carolina, where it was a really exciting game, unfortunately not the result that people around here wanted, but I think from a national point of view, probably one of the best games of the tournament so far.
Yeah, I mean, look, if people are honest about it, they would probably admit that North Carolina is a hair better than Kentucky. Not much, but maybe a hair better. That said, there was a never-say-die about this Kentucky team that I think a lot of us really like. I mean, they hit some shots to make that thing interesting in the final minute of play that were unbelievable. And their refusal to go away was really, for me, this was a more likable Kentucky team than some of them that have been out there. I mean, they all have the same quality, which is they've got a bunch of guys that are going to be one and done. But this group didn't play like that. They really showed a resiliency and a we're not dead until we decide we're dead that I really liked.
Well, one of the things that, you know, for here kind of made it special for Kentucky fans is that you had two seniors, you know, that were Kentuckians. Dominique Hawkins, who won a state championship, Madison Central out of Richmond, Kentucky, and then Derek Willis out of Northern Kentucky. So you had two seniors that were
home state kids playing too. So it had a little more, I think, extra flavor here, actually, with that local flavor and even with the one-and-dones that we always have. I thought it was kind of a unique team, like you said, compared to some of the other one-and-done type teams that Cal's had since he's been here.
And I'll throw one out at you. I don't think anybody's sitting there deep down saying Willis is going to go play in the NBA. But did anybody ever think Matt Bullard from Florida was going to have a long NBA career? You know, there is still, on the NBA level, if a guy can take his game deep, you know, go way out beyond the three-point line and is just simply money shooting the ball, there is still a place on an NBA roster. I'm not saying he's going to make it, but he's intriguing to me in that anytime he got an open look, that guy buried it.
Well, that's a great point, and he's pretty athletic, too. He didn't get to show it a lot, but, yeah, a couple of times he got to go coast-to-coast and dunked and could handle the ball, and so he's a little more athletic than your typical shooter. So you bring up a great point. Be interesting to see how he does Friday night in this all-college coaches NABC game on Friday night in Phoenix.
Yeah.
George, I mean, you talk about that game between those two teams. I think a lot of Kentucky fans would now tell you that they think that North Carolina will win the title, and I think that's probably a fair assumption, but I know a lot of people out there still really like Gonzaga as well. What do you think is going to happen in the final four games and then your eventual national champion?
Well, I'll believe Gonzaga is your national champion when I see it. You know, I have certainly not given them their due. But there was a pressure on Gonzaga to get to this Final Four that not many teams have had. Because, let's face it, if they lost, for instance, in the round of 32, a lot of us would be sitting there saying, you know, who's kidding who? They play in a joke for a league. They play no competition. And they want you to think that they're, you know, a top level kind of team, and over the years they really haven't been. You know, they've found that they've been out athletic by some teams. The Xavier team that they popped Saturday would have beaten two or three of Gonzaga's better teams. So it's probably time for me to start giving them a little bit more credit. All of that said, though, I believe they win this whole thing when I see it. I don't believe they're going to beat North Carolina. And I also think there is a scenario out there where South Carolina D's up the daylights out of them and makes life miserable. I could see that happen. And I could see Frank Martin over these last two or three days continuing to say, there's nobody in the country that believes in you, even after all of this. Go show it to them.
Great point. Who do you see cutting down the nets on Monday night, George?
North Carolina. I just think they're... I think they're better than the rest of the field. That said, I didn't see Oregon getting here. I mean, they beat Kansas on what was a Kansas home court. Kansas has got to be bewildered by what happened. I'm going to go Carolina until you know, I get proven wrong.
All right. Well, man, we always love talking football or basketball with you. Thank you for your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again here in the next few weeks.
Greg, anytime. You just let me know.
All right, buddy. Thanks, George. Take care, man. Good friend George Plaster, Nashville, Tennessee, longtime sports radio host, now the assistant athletic director at Belmont University. Well, that's going to be a wrap for Sports Talk Wildcat Wednesday. Want to thank Burger Fi for being our sponsor. For Action Jackson Rings, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. on Sports Talk.